welcome Phil to town, and that's great. When is his official start date?
February 1st. Okay. So we will be welcoming him in about three and a half weeks.
Or yeah, let him get his feet settled. I mean, right after a holiday period, it's probably an exciting time for all that. How exhaustive was this search? I know you're not privy to that, and you're probably not privy to all the details.
Yes.
Was this a wide-ranging, or did your leadership have a couple guys in mind, gals in mind, that they thought, hey, if we could get them, that would be great?
As you mentioned, I intentionally stayed out of the search process at all, other than helping to get it posted up on our website and some different things like that. Jenny Vaughn, Chancellor of Ivy Tech, who is a regular guest here on WGCL, was part of the search committee. She is a board member for the chamber, and she and several others worked through a number of resumes and applications and different things. One of the things that I really appreciated, and I hope that our listeners will as well, There's a website for everything, and there's a website for executives in the chamber world to post job opportunities and things like that. And when we got the job description pulled together and posted up there, I contacted that office and just double-checked a couple things, and they said they had seen the press release of Jeb leaving the position, and that they had people from coast to coast, literally, that were inquiring about how to get into Bloomington for this role.
Wow.
And
So I will say that you won. This job was in some high demand.
It was. It was very much so. And as I mentioned, Jeb left in July. We're now in January. We had expected this to be about a six-month process, which it
Nailed
was.
It.
And
you know what's interesting, too? And I think I'm going off the top of my head here,
yeah.
So verbally smack me if I'm out of line. Didn't Richmond have a big hospital closed down?
Yes. And that is something that when this news was announced yesterday, we've had a few people that
have connected
recognized that. It doesn't mean that's a part of what we do as a chamber, so to speak. That's
yes.
not a focal point
There's
of
never
in
one
this job
thing.
Criteria.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have someone who has been through that in some ways. And but there are multiple other things that they were looking for as well. The chamber is a nonprofit organization. It is not supported by tax dollars or anything like that. So someone who has budgetary experience and really can build things like that, someone who is very engaged in membership, because our chamber, like any other, is a membership organization.
And you know, as good as your membership base.
Exactly. And we want our members to continue the trust that they have had in our organization for not just in Jeb's tenure and Christy Gillenwater prior to that, but over 100+ years of the chamber being in Bloomington.
Well, you talk about being a nonprofit. Just what exactly is it you do? So when you say, well, we have to bring in a new guy, people want this job from coast to coast,
mm-hmm.
what are they going to do when they get here?
There are some different categories that we focus on. One of them is advocacy and public policy. Ann Bono has been our director of that for some time. She has served as our interim president during this transition period as well. So you've seen a lot of things about the chamber and voicing comments regarding some of the city planning things as well as some food and beverage tax, different things like that. So we have an advocacy portion that we represent our members and things like that. We have our young professionals program, HYPE, that is one of the nice things about it is that you do not have to be a member of the chamber to participate in that. We'd like to focus on that 21 to 40-ish range age group to come and learn about Bloomington, network, learn about all kinds of things, not just on the professional side, but really to let those young professionals who are coming to Bloomington and starting their personal and professional careers what all we offer in this town. It's one of those things. My college roommate grew up in Bloomington as well, and he now lives in Denver, Colorado. He had his bachelor party 6-7 years ago. We went out there, and we went whitewater rafting. I think BJ and his brother-in-law and one other guy all lived in Colorado. Everyone else was from out of the other parts of the country. We came in, we went whitewater rafting. We were like, this is absolutely amazing. We would do this every weekend and all this other stuff. They're like, we haven't done it in years. It's one of the, you don't always remember what's outside your back door.
Exactly.
And so that's where what we're doing with our young professional program. Look what's out our back door. See what we have to provide to our community. So advocacy, young professionals, workforce development is a big one, of course, working to develop our local community members in the ability for them to advance in their careers, education-wise, programming-wise, things like that. And our Franklin Initiative, our education component, we want to make sure that students in our communities are getting connected with local businesses and organizations that are part of the chamber so that a 12-year-old who is in middle school can experience one of our reality stores and say, you know, my GPA is not so great right now, and I can't have my 4-bedroom mansion like I want or drive the Hummer like I want. I have to have an apartment right now. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but your steps that you're taking now impact the steps that you will take in the future.
And you help make that path possible.
Yes.
And obviously, in Bloomington, we're talking about plenty of things on the horizon and in the future. A tech park that we're trying to build, a convention mm-hmm. center and hotels, hospital reuse site. What is your role in all that? Are you helping guide people into those areas? Are you helping just the greater good of everything? I'm a terrible question asker.
No, we are part of the process moving forward. Just like you have city council, county council, and all of these different organizations and entities out there that ultimately want to see Bloomington grow and thrive and succeed. But it's the steps that get to those points that we are serving as the voice of business in Bloomington.
Well, and that's the key, though, because I want people to remember in Bloomington, because we have Kevin Brinegar, who is from Bloomington, on mm-hmm. this program, and he's the president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. You mm-hmm. guys don't work necessarily in concert or always have the same...
Correct.
Just because you have the same words in your title.
Correct.
Explain the difference there, because I'm going to have Kevin on in the next couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. I don't want people to say, well, Inman was just there. What is a little bit different?
Yeah. Well, because we are the local organization, so to speak. So we are looking for things that impact our members and our community and surrounding areas. We have a great Ellettsville Chamber of Commerce. There is an Owen County Chamber. There's a Bedford and Mitchell County Chamber of Commerce. So there are chambers all across the state that are working with their members and their communities to better the area in so many different ways. Then all of that kind of funnels up to the Indiana Chamber, but the Indiana Chamber is kind of more, this is not a good comparison, and I hesitate to use it, but kind of like what Visit Bloomington does in terms of sharing about the general area. The Indiana Chamber of Commerce is more about the state experience in terms of those advocacy,
how the state
education.
Fits into the region as opposed to how the Bloomington Chamber of Commerce fits into Monroe County.
Exactly. So
a little bit bigger picture at that level.
Right.
A little bit. It's like when we talk about with education, sometimes with Sue and Keith. Mm-hmm. You know, that's great. They want that stuff done, but shouldn't the local people focus on what they need to do to do locally? Well, that makes sense because mm-hmm. there is an overriding, hey, we need jobs in this state.
Yep.
And that's not where you're – when those jobs get here, you can say, well, we can help you here.
Right.
So you're the specialist. They're the
– I like to claim that, yeah.
There you go.
And I would say one other quick thing is that the chamber, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, our membership is around 850, 860. It's always fluid as new members are coming on board and things
like
that.
What does it take to join? Do you have to be registered? Do you have to be – how do you
– We have everything –
If I'm a blogger in my basement, mm-hmm. I don't have a basement.
You can be a Etsy home salesperson that really just wants to network and get connected in the community, and you can be a Big Ten university. Our membership is fully listed on our website, chamberbloomington.org. You can go there and learn more about Phil and about the programs that I've mentioned over the last few minutes and
whatnot. Will you send me that link so I can put it on our Facebook page so we can see and hear all about mm-hmm. Phil since our...
My hope is to get him on here in the morning with you and then have him on my show as well at some point, probably. Give him a couple of weeks to get his feet wet, obviously.
What am I going
to
ask him if he hadn't been here yet?
Well, we have...
Hey, Phil, you got to town yesterday. Have you had Mother Bear's Pizza yet?
We announced his coming on board yesterday and everything, and the first day is February 1st. We have an event that we do every quarter called Morning Buzz, and it is speed dating for businesses. So you get 2 minutes to talk about your business, other people at the table, and then you move, and you network.
In the morning, I need that.
Yes, and we thought, poor Phil, heaven forbid we throw him to that at 8 o'clock on his very first day, and he's like, wait, what?
That's exactly what he'd want to do.
I think he might really enjoy it,
because
actually.
You don't want to sit there and listen to somebody present something, which they're all great presentations, don't get me wrong, but when you can...
Yes.
The coffee gets moving, you get moving, and Phil D'Amico, our new chamber boss.
Yep.
Welcome to town, Phil. I know he's probably on his way, getting closer.
February 1st is the official start date. Obviously, we've got some logistics of getting him housing and things like that,
that is in
process right now. He is a big sports fan also.
Good.
So as I told Chuck after he got off the air this morning, I'm sure that he will want to meet Chuck and the rest of the crew at IU and
Very nice.
Probably see him at some high school events as well.
Oh, we'd love to have him on.
He's a coach, so he's He's a well-rounded gentleman, and we're excited to have
him. We are, and Bloomington is a very obviously welcoming community, and with the activity level we have going on here, almost redlining, like this program, we need to be ready.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure how many quote-unquote chances you get at it, but you only make one chance to make that first impression, like the commercial goes, and Bloomington is ready to go.
Well, in talking about redlining, we do more than 50 different events every year.
Yeah.
So there's 52 weeks in the calendar. You throw in our hype program,
like
our
fantasy
business
golf
hours.
Writer. My goodness.
You know, you do. It's a constant, ongoing situation. And
what's next?
So what is next? What are you talking about?
One of those 50 events.
So, okay. So, let's see. Let me think here. So, next Wednesday, Wednesday the 10th, we will be at Nick's English Hut, our hype program. We're going to do a panel discussion called How to Run for Office, Processes, Not Politics. People who have a heart for public service and they want to know what's involved in doing that, it is a free event to attend. 5:30 to 7:30 at Nick's English Hut. So, please come and check that out. Business After Hours is on the 18th at Old National Bank. Morning Buzz is coming up on February 1st. Both of those, you have to be a member of the chamber, chamberbloomington.org. I'll send it to Glass. We'll put it up on the Facebook page and the WGCL page. And our big event last year that is a community event is our Primetime Barbecue and Business Expo. And that takes place out at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. That will be happening on Thursday, April 26th. We're going to bring in some barbecue food trucks and some other vendors. It's about a 2 to 3 hour experience. Last year we had 90 plus of our members on exhibit. So you can walk around, meet local businesses, get engaged in things like that, enjoy some free food, and maybe win some prizes and all that good stuff. So,
as well.
Yes, lots of things going on. Oh, and the last thing that I definitely want to mention, we are wrapping up our Educator of the Year Awards. The nominations are due next Tuesday, January 9th at 5 p.m.
Who can be nominated?
Anyone in an accredited school. So basically RBB, MCCSC. Full details are on our website.
So this is not for Indiana University folks?
No,
okay,
this is for, you're talking your elementary, junior high, high school primarily. Anyone can nominate. You can be a student, you can be a parent, you can be a colleague of one of these wonderful educators, things like that. And then we do a big celebration for them February 22nd, 23rd, something like that, at the Monroe Convention Center. So if you have a favorite teacher, favorite administrator that you would like to nominate, it's very simple. We have an online form, chamberbloomington.org. Anyone can nominate, and we encourage you to spread the word. This has been going on for, I think, 17, 18 years
now. Yeah, it's a big deal. So, and it's always great as well, and it gets us through those doldrums of the winter, the winter days. He is the world-famous Jim Inman Jr. His program, The Bloomington Review, airs tonight at 6 o'clock. Please join him for the full hour. And if you can't make it, when's a great time to catch it again?
You can catch it on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., and then usually by noon on WGCLradio.com.
And the Chamber website one more time?
Chamberbloomington.org. And you can also find Chamber Bloom on Facebook and Twitter.
There you go. Social media, it's in your pocket. You don't want to work anyhow, so you might as well take a look at it while you're there.